Okay, good morning everybody. So we are resuming our limud in Kitzush Mokhmoros, in Chavtalot, and we are to Seif Yud. Seif Yud, we're going to figure out this topic, which was mentioned once or twice along the way, when a psul is found in a Sefer Torah, in a situation in which the psul is only found in, let's say, one particular chumish, one particular section of the Torah, which is not the section that we are reading at the moment. This is a bit unusual, because normally you find the psul, while you're reading, and then you deal with it. But it could happen on some occasion, you happen to know that this Sefer Torah has in it a psul, and it's a psul which is in a different section of the Torah, not in the section that we need to read.
Now, the case, you know, you finish the laying, that's for a shortage, you finish the laying, and the last word is a psul.
And now you want to use it, nice. Okay, good. Yeah, now you want to turn it. You've got that one sefer, let's say.
Well, not
the Greek in this town of the year, but maybe not the town of the year. Say, Hanukkah and Rishoydish or something. Okay, the Hanukkah and Rishoydish is the same sefer. Mm-hmm. But, say, it could be a Shabbos with a Mahdi or something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, nice. Good case. So, the background for this discussion is based on the Gemara in that summer, where the Gemara indicates that the reason that in principle, sort of each section of the Torah constitutes like a sefer in itself, and the reason why, nevertheless, we only read the tzibur out of a Torah that contains all five chumashim, is simply because of what the Gemara calls kavodat tzibur, as it doesn't look nice to read the tzibur from a Torah that just contains one of the chumashim. It looks like the tzibur is impoverished, it looks like they don't have covers for the Torah. That's the sort of thing you read from. You can't manage to get this all the deep in the Torah. So that's why we don't read out of a sefer that contains only one chumash. We always read out of an entire Torah. So being that that's the indication of the Gemara, somebody showed me, suggests that if you have an entire Torah, so you have the entire Torah, but it's just got in it some technical problem, and it's not in the sefer you want to read. So the sefer you want to read is perfectly okay. It constitutes a kosher sefer in and of itself. The reason you need the other chumashim is simply a common similar idea. So you have got it. You've got it. It's just possible. So what? So that's why some rishonim would say that indeed you are allowed to read such a sefer. So let's look now at the first line of the Kitzur Nisdi. Yesh Omer, Shem Himsov Psul, the sefer Torah, Chumash Echad. Mutar Nikros, where Chumash Echad. When you've got a Psul in one Chumash, you can read from the other Chumash. Going there are Psul, the sefer Bereishis. Mutar Nikros, where with Brachos, with a Brachos, the sefer Shmoyis, some hold of this is this much of Zen, Bishas Habachak. One can rely on this, Bishas Habachak, Kishloi Hoyal, the Shoyim, the Sakhman, if it was not possible to sort out the Psul. The B.I. also brings that many Poiskin dispute this ruling, because they bring another section of the Gemara where the Gemara indicates that the secretary is considered in principle chaser, possibly it's much like between these two stages of the Gemara, which part of it is accepted la halacha. So the halacha brings that many are chaser, and he does not recommend relying on this.
Even
b'shar ha'chak. But then he sort of finishes off with a sort of neutral type of lashon, and he says that somebody who relies upon this ain't limitless for you. So it's like a bit more. But he's not so happy about it, let's say. But the Kitzur tells us that Yehudim Mechazeh B'Shah Tzadchak Shloikhoyah Shloikhoyah Tzadchak, when it wasn't possible to fix it up. Oishinimsa B'Shah Tzadchak, or you find it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Well, obviously on Shabbos and Yom Tov there's nothing you can do about it. When we call Makkah in the Shabbos B'Mincha, it comes with another little Kiddush, Shabbos Mincha Ein Lovitzir. If your question is for a Shabbos Mincha, let's say you found it sometime earlier on that Shabbos, and how you want to use it for Shabbos Mincha. Ein Lovitzir. Then you should not use it on Shabbos Mincha, given Shabbos Ein HaKriya Oiva Cholka. There, the Kriya of Shabbos Mincha is considered to be less obligatory than other Kriyas. Kivin Lovitzkanah Anam Shem Oistom She'enam Boyim V'Sheinu Bachamishis Beit HaKnesses. It was instituted in principle for those who don't come to shul during the week. They should at least get a taste of the coming week's parsha.
Usually it's going to be always in the same.
Yes, and the only things it could be.
If you were going from
Shmos to Right, I was also thinking that. Yeah. Or some sort of more unusual situation where, I don't know, they had some sefer in the morning, but that sefer was not around anymore, I don't know. Normally it's the same prayer. It was good for the morning, it's good for the afternoon. It's the same thing. So if they can't, and if they can't have study in the morning, then they won't have in the afternoon. Okay, so the Kriya in the morning was different. Yeah. Okay, let's go on. What other psulim can there be in the Sefer Torah? A couple of other things that are not sort of in the actual writing of the Sefer Torah, but other issues that could crop up with the Sefer Torah. That's going to be an other bit of debate. Other issues that could crop up. Im nikra haspira sheben shteiris. If the Sefer Torah is tall, the sign which connects the two areas has come apart. Im nishal haroi topul korin roi. If it remains majority soul, right, you measure it from top to the bottom, and the majority of it is still sewn together, it still holds Korean boy. Then love would see in Sefer Torah Achim. And if not, then you take out another Sefer, then in Sefer Torah Achim, and if there is no other Sefer Torah, if I care because there are Kumish and Shrikim, the Kris boy, then I'm talking with the previous thing. If the Torah is in this Kumish, in Korean, Ellen Kinisha will follow our proper hate fears. The very, very minimum that needs to remain is 5 stitches. If there remains 5 stitches, you can still read, even if the tear is in the same chumish. Al-Himakara, or chumish Acher, if the tear is in another chumish, then Kerim Boy, Al-Himakara, Rach, 8 spheres. Then even if it just remains 2 spheres, then another chumish is not a problem, because again it ties in with the previous thief, so we're not so worried about a different chumish, because there's a sub that you can read in this chumish on its own. Let's just add something else we quite commonly see in Sefer Torah, that in addition to the stitching, right, people stick, like on the back of the, to join one urea, one piece of parchment to the next, we stitch them, but it's quite common to also see like a little sort of, looks like a sort of piece of parchment, like a piece of tape, which is stuck from one urea to the next, which helps it to hold. So it's just that there's nothing really halakhic in that addition, and if it comes off or it's loose, There's no problem whatsoever. It's not really a required thing. Some even don't like it. I've seen cases actually where the adhesive has started like to sort of run a little bit, and it sort of oozes out from underneath the tape and spreads over the outside of the cloth, and the result is that the next piece of cloth that winds around it actually gets sort of dirty and stuck. So if you want to unroll that safe, it's like a bit stuck. So I don't know if there's any halakhic issue, but it seems a bit not right. It's not the way a sefer is meant to be. So anyway, there's no halakhic issue if those are loose or have come off, no problem whatsoever. Now to give you a place, one final interesting issue, which is not so common nowadays, but it seems to have been very common in the times of the
Right.
Okay, so we're going to see it. Right, drops of wax on the oisiyot. So, presumably this came from the times before electric lighting. I presume so. What all these drops of wax doing all over the Sefer Torah? I'm presuming that before electric lighting, it was probably quite a common thing. Places were lit by candles, either A, when the sefer wrote in the first place, and B, when they read in shul. I'm guessing, well, what do you think about that?
I don't know.
So I guess those Sefer Torah were older. Presumably there was electric lighting already when you were seeing it, but they came from a time when maybe they weren't.
And isn't it interesting thing that the quality of the Sefer Torah today, the way they are, compared to what they were even when I was there, which is like 30 years ago or something, 35.
No, we have a lot of technology nowadays that helps us produce stuff of a much higher quality.
Yeah.
First of all, I'm sure the clock is much better.
Right.
And the quality of your writing is very dependent on how good the clock is. That's one thing. And then people have all sorts of different technical things which help them write.
Well,
types of cool things that are better.
The clock's quite easy to read. I mean, the characters and the lips are so clear that the others are.
Yeah, not as well written. Funny letters.
Yeah.
There's also times when I'm holding certain things that have sort of fallen a bit to the wayside, doing funny letters here and there, which have been dropped.
Yeah, because in the early days, all the Sefer Torah, they were in South Africa, they were really few when I was a kid, the religious spaces were down to religion in South Africa.
Well, they, yeah, there you go. I'm sure if they came from Europe,
yeah,
they were still being used, and already being used in a time when electricity was not so common. Especially in the smaller communities in Europe, you know, not in the central town, and I'm sure it was spread out, each one in their shell. So, you know, maybe in the big towns already there was electricity earlier, but in the little shtetlach, you know, it didn't spread for much later, so...
In the Yiddish show, where Schumann and people in the head, beautiful things like that, a lot of them, and also like the crab, that kicked in, and the mantlach and everything were, and the crowns and everything
were... Big on Kurdish people.
And they looked after, they were really... But, you know, they even talk about them years ago. And for sure, that's
the difference, I think. Right.
Okay, so there you go. As far as I know, I mean, I'm not wrong. And then my grandfather was a spectre.
Yeah.
I wonder if he
ever died. Well, probably his main business was just with his assistant, Finn.
He died long before I was born.
Oh, you don't know. Alright, let's have a drop of a look at that. So, Nimso Shaiba and Chedem should not have always been table. If you've got wax, which has dripped over a letter, a word, imupakoil, yisila. So, if it's a weekday, you've got to take it, away. Now, what's actually the issue over here? The main issue really is that you cannot read any word of the Kriyas HaTorah shaloi min haksav. The Kriyas HaTorah needs to be read from the ksav of the Sefer Torah. So if the wax is covering it to the extent that you can't read, then you've got a problem. You can't read all the words from the Sefer Torah. So you've got to take it away. So if it's b'chol yisira, just a word of portion of the year that did it all well and good when it covered a regular word. When it covers Shem Hashem, it's a big issue because you have to be very careful because removing even a little bit of joy from a Shem Hashem could be a problem. Even if it's in a manner that you don't actually mother to rub out the Shem Hashem, let's say you peel off that wax and it takes with it a little bit of ink. Even though you haven't rubbed out the Shem Hashem is still there, it's still kind, it's not deleted in any way, but you've removed some of the ink, that could also be an issue of Mechikas Hashem. So you have to be very careful how you take off that wax. In Mishnah Berurah, advice is that what you do is you heat up the cloth from the other side, so I suppose you light a candle or something, you hold the cloth somewhat above the candle so that it gently heats the cloth, and then he says you should be able to remove the wax absolutely cleanly without taking off any of the ink whatsoever. So that's what you do if it's weekday. If it's a regular word, you just take it off. If it's the shame, you do it with this careful manner. But if it's Shabbos or Yom Tov, then you are faced with an issue. Now it seems to be widely accepted by both people, you cannot take off this wax on Shabbos or Yom Tov. But what exactly is wrong with it? That is not so clear. It seems sort of been quite accepted that it's problematic, but why? Why is it problematic? There seems to be really three solid in the whiskey. The Bialograd, Holorich is about this thing, not the Shabbos, and he brings three stories. We'll say what it's solid, and then we'll stop and we'll see the details of what it brings us to tomorrow, next time. But basically, he brings three stories. One is, like Bernard said, maybe there's a problem of moichik. It doesn't seem to be so much what his problem is with removing the dioi. It seems to be that this type of action, whereby you sort of improve the writing without really writing, is like moichik on the Nosh Mishpah. It's a sort of main end of being moichik. You're not actually being moichik anything, but you're doing an action whereby you remove something and you enable writing. That's like a type of moichik on the Nosh Mishpah. That's the shit of the back. Other person disagree and say there's no chikin such a thing, that's not being moichik, but maybe there's some other problem. Two other possible problems over here. One maybe could be an issue of mukta. That wax is a sort of useless waste item, like bones and stones and dirt and dust. It's a useless waste item, so it's mukta. Or possibly... that's exactly what we did in that committee. We're going to see that in the mission. Or possibly, it's a type of tickling. You're being the tack of the Sefer Torah. You're now making the Sefer Torah usable. by removing this wax. That metal wasn't usable, now you're making it usable. So, instead of removing the wax, it could be like a tickle monitor. That's basically the tweets on it. And the next time we'll just know the kids to see what he says, or compare with what Mr. Bruce says. Well, we did it for today.